This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance level 8. Stand by for shield debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents of equal or higher security clearance.
And now it is time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Op.
I'm Agent Wing.
And I'm Beef.
It is time to talk a little bit of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Girl in a flower dress.
It was good.
Girl in a bra and panties.
And hot. Sky is so hot.
Sky is like, yeah, yummy.
Yeah, and you know what? As a character, she's getting there too. I mean, after this episode, she has... Okay, not because she was half-naked after the episode, but after this episode, she has way more of my respect.
She has a lot more depth than she did originally. There's definitely something there to work with as far as her character is concerned. I think overall the episode, I mean, we'll get to the, you know, later part of the episode later, obviously. But yeah, she's really coming along. All the characters are really kind of coming along a little bit. Yeah, and then of course you got he's a fire starter, wicked fire starter. Hey. With the Chinese fire
Scorch.
Thing.
Centipede. Scorch.
Seriously, Scorch.
I search.
As soon as they said Scorch, I'm like, no.
Yeah, they said Scorch, and I'm like, isn't it like an intergalactic mafioso? And I search online, and the only thing I could find, and it's not even his name is not even Scorch, it's like Master Scorch or something.
Yeah.
I was like, this is definitely not that.
No. And I'm like, well, what about no, Pyro's taken.
About the human to know?
Oh, that's taken. So they went with Scorch, and it's like, no.
But that was a good thing.
Was
because
that blonde doctor from movies we've seen? Have we seen her before?
I think we've seen her in, and that's going to be weird, but in the X-Men Wolverine? No, not the X-Men Wolverine, just Wolverine. Around the same kind of role.
I'd have to go back and look at that.
Yeah, me too.
It comes out on DVD or
I'm
whatever.
Not definite, but I think so.
That could be kind of cool.
But the episode really started super well because it's someone that's trying to use his power for art and everything. But they're starting to have the Arrow complex, which if you listen to the Starling Tribune, you all know all that. But I think that Arrow's a good show, but they always like just shoehorn a villain for this episode while doing their overarching thing. So you never have a villain that has any depth. And this, when you switch, really looked like that.
One of the other things that I'm really starting to like about this show also...
Did anything in his file say he was homicidal? No, it just said he was a tool. When Coulson said that, I seriously spit fucking milk out of my nose.
That was good.
I rewinded that because I was like, that doesn't mean what I think it means.
No, it means.
Yes, it does.
It does.
No, it just said he was kind of a tool.
Or when she's talking Chinese to him and he's like not backing down at all. It's over. He's like, so are we good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Coulson. Right before the commercial break.
Yep. So yeah. We good? No.
Coulson is awesome.
Coulson is awesome.
Coulson is becoming one of my favorite Marvel characters, which is really weird.
Yeah, it's messed up. This halfway through this episode, I thought when you said we've got the Coulson show, I'm like, I don't even mind.
Yeah. One of the other things, though, that I like about the show that they're doing is, and you also see this a little bit in the Captain America trailer, S.H.I.E.L.D. is not a happy, happy, joy, joy agency. It's not.
No, there's a lot of politics.
It has a lot of dark little secrets in it, and sometimes it does things that are not cool. And one of the things they brought up in the show was, you know, Sky point blank, yeah, so, you know, you just do, and that's classified. Okay. So they do some underhanded shit, and I like that.
But it's all quote unquote for the greater good. I mean, as bad as it sounds,
right?
Know, they found the
but
object.
Then the question becomes, what is the greater good?
But I think that they're playing it well, like in the comic sense, where the douche has always been Nick Fury. Everybody likes Nick Fury, but he's a douche.
Yeah,
let's be honest. And then you have pocket agencies, and if you're lucky and you're like in the bus or in the Avenger or something like that, you have a good assignment, but sometimes, you know, you have to get with the Wolverine and get your hands dirty and kill some people that maybe should have lived, but orders.
Oh, well, they were nearby, and okay.
It happens, you know. So that's what I like, because at this point, we're going to see the Captain America version of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Avenger version of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version, which is kind of interesting to see all, once again, those pockets agency inside the same agency.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing is with Centipede, it does not sound that familiar to me, but I'm really kind of hoping it's a branch of like AIM or Hydra or something that is familiar to comic book fans.
Is
big agencies.
Like,
go ahead.
Is Centipede kind of like their Project X, if you will, or their... whatever,
could
Weapon
be.
X?
Yeah, I think that's the
because
thing
because they're
the
trying
guy
to
on his
combine
arm.
Multiple powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing the guy put on his arm in the first episode, and then we add the same doctor in that one again, like now injecting him. So they're going along with that project, but we still don't know for whom they're working, and I'm really thinking they're working for AIM. Or maybe even, what was the villain in the first Captain America?
Hydra.
Maybe a revival of Hydra.
Yeah.
So, nice. Good call up.
Yeah, that could be really, really cool. But and then we go into, you know, the relationship that Sky used to have with Dude and how, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sell secrets for $1 million. I could have done it for both of us.
Yeah, the guy who speak about freedom of speech, he's like of a small time... what's the name? I saw the movie The Fifth State. That was really bad, by the way. but anyway.
Really?
Yeah, he's like it's really, really bad. The only good thing is the actor in it. Yeah, the only good thing is the acting, but the movie is really bad.
Okay.
Anyway, he's like of a small-time Julian Assange, but in the end, he just wants cash.
Right.
And oh, no, sell it to a company that studies little bugs, centipedes.
Great. Thanks.
And that makes, and I we talked about that with listener Shooter, and I agree with him. It makes Sky not a bad guy, but it ties that loose end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now who makes the Extremis for Stark or whatever? Where does Extremis fit in?
In Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly, it was the science chick who kind of came up, the scientist chick whose name I completely forget, but it was a friend of his who came up with the original formula that didn't quite work, and then Stark came up with like the one equation that allowed it to go, oh, okay, blah.
That was a pre-gridded sequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is who came up with Extremis. But as far as them using it, it's, and I think we went into this in the first episode, they're using a cocktail of a bunch of different shit. They're using gamma radiation, they're using Extremis, they're using the super soldier serum, they're using all kinds of shit. So it sounds like what they want to do is create this one person who has all of that shit.
Guys, you know what? They got it now. They got us talking about the over arc instead of the episode. They got it.
Yeah, they did. That's not bad.
That's
well
not bad.
Played, Marvel.
Yeah, they got that. It took 5 episodes, which is not bad. We're gonna get 20 or something. But the guy is talking about it. Let's go back to it now. but yeah, you're right. There's a bunch of shit. They're trying to create like an army, and I'm assuming that's where it goes. Where they're trying to create an army of Captain America, or even worse, Hulk.
Right.
Imagine an army of Grey Hulk.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
That would be bad for a lot of things. But getting back to, the overall episode, I keep flashing back to, really, I keep flashing back to the very end of the episode where, you know, it, and the thing is, Coulson had a right to feel betrayed. He did, because she did lie. She kept major, major shit from him. And even though the major, major shit was really came down to something basic like, I want to find my parents, he was like, okay, I'll help you with that, but, and gives her the box.
Yeah, that was good. The box.
You could have asked me. All your digging led to one redacted file, with, redacted by S.H.I.E.L.D. You still could have asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
that's what it comes down to.
And the box is like a bracer, which monitor you and stop electronic device around you.
And for her, that's almost basically a death sentence, because that's all she is. That's all she does.
Now she needs to work for them. Because
yeah, she has a choice.
If she wants it off, she needs to be in the bus.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're going to do, because if they have a tech that can't use tech.
Yeah.
On the other end, that needs to happen at some point, where she got like gets separated from the group and she needs to use tech to get out of something and she can't.
Yeah.
So that's at the same time it can become a plot device.
Yeah. True. True. And I'm starting to lean a lot more towards Wing, your idea that one of the scientist kids is going to get killed off. They kind of have to now.
They kind of have to.
They're literally finishing each other's sentences to the point where it's like, okay.
They are the same
character. You're sharing a mind someplace, or one of you has got to die.
Yeah, and they have to play with that once again, the loss of one of these two characters. That's going to be huge. But they need to.
Shut up!
They need to. The next one, the next episode's called Fitz, so we'll see. We'll see. But you see, we almost didn't talk about Chan, because Chan's get kidnapped by the scientists that are exploring with his power. He gets power hungry and just try to kill everybody. And this guy was...
I love that how he burns himself after they remove his fireproof platelets.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool.
That was very cool. But the fact that he was already listed on S.H.I.E.L.D. Meta-human list, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting to see at the same point, at the same time, like other branch of S.H.I.E.L.D. Of course.
And the fact that they even, that in the episode, she even brought up the girl who took him in was like, have you heard of Steve Rogers? No. But you've heard of Captain America, haven't you?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And they referred that a couple of times. She gave him a name.
Oh, they gave him a name.
Gave him a name.
And the other girl, did you give him a name? Yeah, but he's going to die soon. You gave him a name.
Why'd you give him a name?
People like having name. That's kind of fun. That's a nice way to introduce it in the universe, though.
Yeah.
Overall,
good episode. Really, really good episode. I think out of the five, one of the better episodes they've done.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the detail? I don't remember. That's not good.
What do you mean the detail?
The after.
Oh, the end?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank right now, too.
Wait, the very end of the episode?
Yeah, the very, very, very end. Because they do.
After the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we'll be right back.
Oh. Yeah, the girl visited that guy in the. She looked like a cell.
Yeah, she wants to see the clairvoyant or something.
Yeah, he wants to see the clairvoyant, and the clairvoyant doesn't like to be seen. Well, sometimes we have to make sacrifices in order to see a clairvoyant. So he's going to see the clairvoyant. Don't know who the clairvoyant is. Don't even know who that dude is.
Me neither. So I was like, kind of, okay, this is different of what they gave us since the start. Because they gave they gave us little jokes before. Good jokes. Yeah. I liked what they did. But this was... Story-based, dark.
Yeah, this is story-based dark shit.
Yeah, so that they're moving forward with the show. It's changing. It's not trying just to appeal now. It's trying to build.
Yeah, which is good. Which is very, very good.
Once again, we almost didn't talk about Scorch Slice Chan, but we talked a lot about the overarching thing, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, overall, I'm really, really, really happy about this episode. It's get me back on the horse.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, it was good shit. They're all getting better. They work well together. It's a lot of character development, which I enjoy. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun. But like you said, Chan Hu.
Yeah. Once again,
because he wasn't so much a he was a plot device to be used to have the team work.
Yep.
So,
like a lot of the other baddies have been.
That is true. That is true. They've gotten progressively more and more intense,
mm-hmm.
And more interesting. So it could it's building up to something, which is good.
It is. I'm wondering if they're gonna try to go more mystery, or they're gonna keep like actiony.
At this point, they could really go either way.
Yeah,
I'm hoping they kind of stay with the actiony because it fits S.H.I.E.L.D. But at the same time, they could just go, you know, weird mystery-ish kind
of
thing.
Yeah, Joss Whedon was good to do that a couple of times a season. I mean, We all remember the singing episode of Buffy.
Yeah,
it's if you.
I don't.
You should just watch that one.
You should see it. It's actually really good.
It's really, really good.
They can't sing, but it's really good.
it's weird. That's where you see where Dr. Arbol probably came in at some point.
Yeah, totally.
But they could do that. They could do like a special, not a special episode, but a change of beat episode from time to time. That's how we got Blink in Doctor Who.
This is true.
After a couple, after half a season, I think they could give it a shot.
Yeah. Or Hush. God, Hush was good.
Hush was good.
Oh, that was a good Buffy episode.
By Al Cool J?
No, there was an episode called Hush from Buffy. And basically there were these creatures who basically took out sound. You could not talk at all. So the entire episode was basically done with just movements. You could not. You had to gesture. You had to like look at things. You had to react and stuff like that. But you could not say anything.
Cray cray.
And it was good. It was, and the creatures looked fucked up. So it was like, yes, this is good shit. So yeah, little things like that where they do something very, very different. But at that, but thing is, they can't do it right now. Because when they did that with Buffy, both the singing one and the Hush one and all that stuff, they were really a team at that point, a hardcore team. So that's going to be like way down the line if they do something like special and weird.
I hope they will.
Yeah, I hope definitely. They
will. Looking
so
good for next week?
Looking kind of interesting. It looks Halloweenish, sort of, because it sounds like he's a killer dude, and it looks scary.
I'm looking at the schedule here. The next one is November 5th.
Yeah, they skip a week.
So
it sucks.
We'll be back after that show.
Yes, we will.
Don't look for a show next week or the week after, except if there's a big announcement and we can't wait to talk about it. But for news during our hiatus, just go to legendspodcast.com and check the Legends news stream.
Yep.
We'll put the news over there for the next couple of weeks, and we'll be back at the same time as the show comes back.
Have a good one. Peace.
Wood.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com, and you will find all of our contact informations and other shows. You can also visit legendsofshield.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod, and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinion heard on this podcast are those of the individual host, and do not represent Legends Stream Canada, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.